Welcome back. Lord knows hip hop has saved my life, man. Welcome back to the Heat Check on WBM Pro Radio, the flagship program on WBM Pro Radio, by the way, if you didn't know. My name is Manny Mo. I am your host every single week here with my amazing staff that I have on board here. Shout out to my man Confucius Jones in the building. I don't think he has a mic. That's fine. Whatever. Do whatever you do, man. Who even cares, right? Who even cares? Shout out to DJ. Yep, that's her.
There what it up, is. Y'all? What up?
DJ, yep, that's her in the mix again. Thank you so much for being in the building, girl, running our boards. You're good tonight, right? You good?
I'm out here.
Okay, good.
Happy to
just
be here.
Just making sure. I got to double check with you sometimes. Again, thank you so much to everybody for tuning into the Heat Check. If y'all know what we do here, we take our best submissions from the week and we rate them. We play them on air. We give you exposure, man, because we're all about the underground over here on WBM Pro Radio. And what better way to do that than with dope guests in the building? Every single week, we're bringing through movers and shakers, artists, entertainers, people of all kinds. And this week is no different. We have our girl Val Santos, a.k.a. the Midday Mamacita, in the building.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here, girl. We appreciate you.
This is dope in here. I'm probably just going to hang out every weekend.
Hey.
I'm like, hey. I'm
I think that's kidding. How it happened with Confucius. We invited him over one day, and he just kept coming back.
Perfect.
That's exactly how it happened. But we're glad to have you. Another Austin radio titan, a giant of the Austin radio game.
Thank you.
I mean, I feel like I've been listening to you for a long time, to be honest.
This is my eighth year on the beat, so.
Man, an illustrious career with the beat,
it's
of
crazy.
Course. And you're working with iHeartMedia, of course, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. It's insane.
Doing a lot of stuff. How do you like being a personality out here?
I love it. It's a little difficult, like social media wise, but I love it. I mean, I really don't want to go to any other market. When you first start radio, you're like, oh, this is going to catapult me somewhere else. But I'm like, I love Austin and it's home. So hopefully I can continue my career here for a long time.
Absolutely. Looking forward to keeping here. Your voice is so soothing in the midday. I'll be just like driving. I'll just say, it's your midday Mamacita. I'm just like, oh, man, I feel like I'm at home right now.
It's all the R&B I listen to.
I love it, man. Y'all can check her out on the Beat 102.3. Where is there anywhere else they can check you out? Or you want to drop your social media real quick for these people?
At Val Santos on air across the board. So.
All right, man. Yeah. Go ahead and get familiar with Miss Santos while we get familiar with some new music. Y'all ready to hear some music, man?
Nope.
That's what we're here for.
Nope. We got some new people in the building.
Okay, let me, before I so rudely just pass over, of course, KB up behind the boards.
What's up, man?
On the wired mic with the tightly. Dude, your hair looks great.
I got to do the Bob Saget jump, right? Ain't this how they do it?
Is that how they do it?
Yeah, you said.
Bro, that's
why. We also, there it is.
You need the little mic, the little tiny mic with little Jordan
right here.
Full house.
Little joint right here.
Where did you get that? We have, if y'all didn't know, we report live out of Black Marigold Pro Studios, the best studio in all of Austin, Texas, located on the north side. KB just showed me one of those tiny little mics like Bob Barker used to use.
I got so many microphones, man.
Gear.
Not Bob Saget.
Yeah. Gear for days.
Yeah, Bob Saget. Yeah. Who's Bob Saget?
Did I say Bob Saget again?
No, okay. I said Bob Saget,
I thought I said it again. You're about to mess me up, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yes, one of the best studios in all of Austin, Texas. Everything you need, mixing, mastering, recording. You still do photography and stuff too, right?
Yeah, I still play around with it.
Do your damn thing. Do your thing. Talk your shit, bro.
Hey. Hey.
And we also have another special guest in the building, right? Go ahead and introduce yourself, girl.
I'm Brianna Early, and I'm happy to be here.
Hey. Let's turn your mic on.
There it is. There it is. There it is.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, turn the mic on. It's our thing. Sometimes we don't teach people how to turn the mics on first.
What's going on, Austin?
I'm happy to be here. Oh, man. Shout out to the ladies in the building, because sometimes, a lot of times it's just us. It's just the dudes.
Yeah,
so it's nice to have.
I'll be trying to take over.
I love the female energy in the building right now. I'm digging it a lot. All right, now we're going to go ahead and jump into some music. Our first track is from none other than Doman, a.k.a. the Barrio God. If you were lucky enough to be with us on Tuesday at Empire ATX for the Breaks Live, the inaugural The Breaks Live, with my man Confucius Jones and Fresh Night, of course.
Hey.
You got to see a dope set from that man. He is straight out of Houston, repping really hard for the Latino community out here, man. And I was really psyched to actually hear his set this time. I didn't get to catch it last time when I was in Houston, and I had a chance to see him. So he definitely came out and tore it up, man. So we're going to listen to a little Barrio God right now to get us in the mood. Yep, that's her. You ready, girl?
Oh, see?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, I'm so ready. Stay ready.
I love it. This is Dope Man with the Barrio God 2 intro on a Heat Check.
Body your girl. 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 Gunny can. Gunny can. I'ma die for my real homies. Not a killer, but they still on me. Boy, please get your bitch off me. Lil Vato, but I'm big homie. Facts. I'ma die for my. Not a killer, but that. Boy, please get your. Not a killer, but that. I've been hearing death threats, but ain't nobody kill me. Used to go to Chavez, but fucking bitches that mill. We used to wanna ride clean, but now I'm tryna be filthy. I ain't cut the deck, I just play the cards that he deal me. Yeah, it's Big Poppy, that's popular, popping off now. Eyes of a demon, but mama know that I'm gotcha. Swear that I've been shot at, they miss and I shot back. God bless my soul, ain't no way that you can stop that. Young Jiggy Mexican at that Southeast for real. Never been a killer, but know I'm packing the steel. Never been a dealer, but know I scrapped in the field. They fucking with the music, they know it's actually real. Hold up, hold up. Now backpack just ain't my wave, no. And trap rap just ain't my lane. This is the sounds of the body, yo. We been slaves, but now I be a fucking king until I'm in my grave. Whoa. Build it up, we gon' break it down. If they build a wall, then we gon' take it down. Build it up, we gon' break it down. And if you build a wall, then we gon' take it down. Most definite, got bars like they arrest him in. Slaughter Trump's body, this our tampering with evidence. Slaughter every artist, I'm the hardest, fuck the rest of them. We voted for Obama, motherfuck the new president. And pussy peddling, Dodie just got his second win. Ain't shit sweet before you fuck with this Mexican. The heat that make you reminisce on when your bitch was innocent. Texas used to be Mexico, so you the fucking immigrant. And mind boggling how really we in charge of them. Pussies always talking, never sparking, we gon' ball again. The ones who do the work, the same ones they wanna send away. Bet they ain't racist when it's boxing all the NBA. Whites are the immigrants. My mind still is militant. Us versus Trump, motherfucking, we can get it in. What I've been telling them that Mexicans was heaven sent. Fearing how we look, they also fearing our intelligence. So fuck the government and all the drugs they smuggle in. They just kicked my cousin out, we snuck my other cousin in. So build it up, we gon' break it down. And if they build a wall, then we gon' take it down. Body on God, body on God, body on God. So.
Heat Check Radio, man, that right there was Dough Man Dinah, the Barrio God with Barrio God 2 intro. I believe that's off his latest release. Shout out to the Barrio God again, man, tearing down the stage at Empire ATX this past Tuesday. Confucius and Fresh actually also got to do a pretty dope interview with the, with Dough Man as well, right?
Yeah, the parts I remember. Yeah, but it was,
it was a true professional.
Damn, it was the first Breaks Live. Damn it, I was gonna get drunk. I was drinking before I got there.
Damn. Man, my man Fresh had on his robe.
Yo, he
it was
like
a full thing, bro.
Yeah, he did.
It was real. It was real in the field. It was
I really
a
thought Fresh was gonna buy another robe. I didn't think he was gonna wear the one he wears at the house. But hey, man, it's whatever. Yeah, it was dope though to have Dough Man there. He's an amazing artist. But yeah, shout out to Hobbs for hooking that up. Yeah, it was fun. Thank you for DJing, too. You killed it.
Bro, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for giving me that opportunity, dude. It's always fun. I would spin at Empire any day. That, I love that system over there.
Yeah, I know. Like,
I just
dope
like,
over there.
Hey,
I just
be
like
careful
playing
with
music
Manny,
real
though, because Manny don't give a fuck.
I will play Mo Bamba at a bowling alley.
Yo, he did. Manny was like, it's too much cursing. Turn it down. It took him a whole verse to go to something else and shit. I was like, bro.
Before we rate it, quick tangent.
Hold up, bitch. Shit. Young Jack, I'm like, damn, bro, turn that. He was like, dude, I'm sure they're not going to hire me back for next year. So, he said, I don't even remember my last 20 minutes of the set. He didn't give a fuck.
So, leave a clown next year.
Real quick, that yeah, I got a chance to DJ for 101X, which is the rock station
hey,
out here,
turn up.
For their New Year's bash at the Highball, which is like
I think
a
they beat
down.
Us last year in the Austin Music Awards.
Did they really?
Bro.
We're going to talk about that, too. We're going to talk about that, too, for
that
sure.
That shit was loud.
But, yeah, anyways, I might have played Mo Bamba. They might have told me that was a little too much. I did. I did. I'll admit it.
How many drinks were you in when that happened?
Bro,
I was four old fashions deep, and old fashions are
yo,
no joke,
nah,
man.
Nah, for real shit. Whoa, like,
that's
real shit.
Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, I'm too tall, man. I just keep drinking.
He said,
I don't know
sure.
When to stop.
I got a long liver.
Oh, my God. A long liver.
Can I ask Val a question?
Yes, absolutely, dude.
So, Val, you know, you're on the radio.
Yeah.
I always wondered this because we hear so much music being on the radio. Like, okay. What is one of your favorite songs? Like, new songs, not like. I listen to Billy Ocean on the way here, so you can't say it like that, but like.
On my station?
Yeah.
Gosh, it's weird. I hear them 50 times a day, and I can't think of them right now.
they just all blend together.
You know, yeah. Well, you know what? Sometimes you just start to talk into the song and out of the song, and you kind of don't really listen to the song. But I've been hearing Sunflower more with Post Malone and Swae Lee, and it is such a good vibe and such a good feeling that I think that's got to be my favorite like song right now, because it's just so feel good, and probably LMA Trip too. Between those two, I like a lot.
Those are really good records, mm-hmm. actually, right there, yeah. man. 2018 had some bangers coming out.
It's true.
Yes. Yeah. Speaking of bangers, though, we actually did not rate that last Doe Man song. So let's go ahead and jump into that real quick. Before I forget, thank you, KB.
I appreciate it,
though. You're my compass.
It's all good.
I appreciate you.
Wrap it up and rate.
They sitting there waiting like, damn, y'all just going to switch topics on a nigga?
You're like a mix of like Michael B. Jordan and Yoda. Somehow.
Hey, there we go.
I don't know
what
it is. Okay. So the way that we rate these songs is basically 1 to 5 flame emojis. 1 is not so good. 5 is, of course, great. So Val Santos, you rate first.
Oh, this is the first rating of the year, 2019.
I love it. Gosh, let's do it. It's like I don't know what else to compare it to. Yeah, it really is. I don't want anybody to be like, Val ain't shit, because
Doe Man's tuned in right now, just waiting patiently.
Well, I mean, the production of the music was dope, and shout out to being Latino, because and I love the message behind it, because fuck Trump. And thank you. Yeah. I'm gonna give it 4.5 stars, or Fire Flame.
No
or halves. Whatever.
Ooh, okay.
4.
Nomi thought she can come in here and do halves and shit after we told her no.
Oh, you said that? Oh, nobody told me
yeah.
no.
Yeah. 4.25. Yeah. I love it.
4 1/3 flame. It was dope. I liked it.
I love it. All right, cool. I'm going to go ahead and piggyback right there. I'm going with a 5, actually. I really fuck with that song. I think just seeing them and meeting them on Tuesday, maybe probably I'm
Man,
a little biased.
Full of shit.
Hey, I like listen. I like music with a message. I like music with a message.
I know, right?
Well, cause like I
he got
when
hands,
I listen
he?
To music, so he does. He used to be a boxer.
Yeah,
he's a boxer.
he's a boxer.
Don't come looking for me, bro.
I don't want no problems.
Hey, I'm a boxer too. So hey, when I can hit the gym
you
together,
you
yeah,
be boxing?
I trained for a fight before I got pregnant.
Hey, turn up, high five.
Yeah.
Dang, let me find out.
Have to hit the gym with her. Hold up, yeah.
You learn new things every day on the Heat Check.
Yeah.
Don't catch these FM hands.
I don't know.
Catch these midday mamacita hands.
Midday hands. some punches and
Bruh.
Shit.
Okay. let's not be too That's far on track. I said 5. KB, what are you thinking?
I give it a 5, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know.
You
I
ain't shit.
Kevin. I
you
was
ain't
just,
shit.
Yeah, I know, right? uh-huh. I thought that was actually pretty dope, because I ain't know he was Latino. Like, if you would have said that after the fact, then I would have been like, oh, shit, for real? Like, yeah, I definitely give it a 5.
Very dope. DJ, yep, that's her in your professional yeah. DJ opinion.
Oh, yeah.
What you thinking?
Oh, yeah.
I'll give him a 4. I like the message as well. I just don't like that type of music. I don't like how he's rapping. It's too slow for me.
What? Who are you? What kind of
She listens to Moneybag Yo 24/7.
Yeah, I know, right?
I do. Love it. I like trap stuff. Like, I want to go sell drugs on my way to my corporate job.
You want to be called Pigeon and Hoes?
Like, post it up
before I go to the office.
Head, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
okay. God damn.
It was hot.
That's
she said, I want to sell drugs.
Well, guys, for anybody who is tuned in that wants to be featured and rated just like our man Doe Man was, make sure to go ahead and submit at WBMProRadio.com. We have our submit button right there at the bottom of the page. Real easy, real simple. My man KB has made it to where you can type out all your information so we can get in complete touch with you and network, because that's what it's all about. We really want to go ahead and get in contact with you, help push what you're pushing, bring it to the light of the people. So make sure to go ahead and submit at WBMProRadio.com. We're about to jump into a little bit more music right now. When we get back, we're going to talk to Val a little bit more about her experiences with the beat. DJ, yep, that's her. We lining up this this Clojo right now, right? This is Clojo right here with Shipwreck. Man.
If I didn't roll my dice, I'm going all the way in, like fuck the price. Never sat right in my heart, we can never be right. I see it on your face, so I know how to get in your mind. You can't hide, you say you know to me with your words, but yes to me with your eyes. I only push my limits, I won't cross your lines. I don't listen to me though, I don't take my own.
a quick one on the side to get some shit off my mind. I might have went too far, yeah, I might. I wanna see you fucking cry. I want you to feel how I do way deep inside. I said I see you again, well, I lied. On my way downtown and the lights too fucking bright. I had to squint my eyes to drive. Faded on a highway, on a I-35. So let's say I'm a little bit high, yeah. Fuck the bullshit, I'm in paradise.
Heat Check Radio back up in the building. That right there was our girl Clojo with Shipwreck. That was actually produced by Clojo as well. It's always cool to hear about female producers as well. I like having female artists on the Heat Check because it feels like we definitely get a lot more male submissions for some reason.
Yeah.
Is it just because we're dudes?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
All that.
We need a feminine touch. That's what it is. That's why we all got all these
That's
lovely
told
ladies
Rihanna,
in the building.
I said, man, we need you. We just need a female presence.
I told y'all. I got y'all tonight. I got y'all.
just need a female in here, man.
I'm here to talk shit, too. It's all good.
It's a probationary period. No cussing, Rihanna.
God damn.
Val, you cuss all you want.
See how you did me wrong.
Yo. Transferable. Okay. All right, let's rate this song before I forget again, man. I'm going to go ahead and throw that a 3. Nice, like, real chill vibe. I feel like I could listen to that, like, on a rainy day, just, like, hanging out inside. Shut up, KB. I feel your hate. I don't even have to be looking at you. I feel it. You go next.
I give that shit a 2. I ain't like it. I thought it was too short, and it sounds like an intro to a sad-ass fucking Notebook, like the fucking Notebook movie or some shit. And if she produced it, I feel like she just gave up a minute into the song.
Really?
Yeah, because it sounds, I mean, don't submit us no fucking filler shit. Like, that shit sounds cool, but it's like, we need some shit that's going to make us rate it and like it. Like, that's your first impression. You give us, like, some intro music to a fucking short film. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. Nah, I give it a 2.
Forever the bad cop to my good,
like,
cop.
Some, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like 50 Shades of Grey type stuff.
Manny,
like, that's
Manny
what
be selling
like.
My stuff, yeah. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. I ain't even going to say that because I'm like, yeah, you know, sound like this. Yeah, I think of something else. All right.
Brianna, what'd you think of that?
I mean, it's just like I said. I give it, you know, like a 2 or maybe a 3, but probably a 2. It just sounds like a soundtrack off of 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay, that's cool. I've never seen those movies.
Yeah, it was good. Very, yeah.
It was
actually
really
good. Gotta watch.
You
gotta read the book.
Kendrick Lamar did it. It was Kendrick. The whole Top Dog did it. Val, what'd you think of that?
Val, we don't think your mic is on. Flip it all the way.
Oh, it didn't go all the way.
We got you. Don't worry. God, it's all good.
So many user errors. anyway, so it kind of just felt like background noise to me a little bit. Just kind of like, it's not something I would turn up and be like, oh my God, this is my song. Yeah. So, yeah. And the voice kind of reminds me of like the Halseys and the Ellie Gouldings. And I'm kind of like over that sound. I want more soul. Not hating at all. I mean, it was good quality and stuff, but it just wasn't my, I wasn't connecting with it.
Gotcha.
So I would get a 2, maybe 3.
Okay. DJ Yup, that's her.
Yeah, I'll give it a 2. Where? I'm going to put everybody's opinions in the pot, and that's my opinion. I agree with everybody.
Let me ask you another question. Where would you play that song?
In the bedroom.
Oh.
That's my intro.
Wait. Intro to what? Go on the bed?
I feel like my I would be like, what the hell is this? And I'll be putting on something else.
My intro. I mean, it's like one of
it
those
is short.
Songs.
By the time you get from the bathroom
short.
To the damn bedroom, this shit's
good,
going
to
be ass.
I would want it to be able to
you know, that twerking text. Music going to come on. <My intro>. Okay, throw that ass in a circle. Throw that ass.
Y'all ridiculous, man. Y'all are ridiculous. Okay.
She going to block us.
Val Santos on air.
Yes.
Okay. So what is your favorite part about working in radio?
It's honestly having the connections that you make with people in the community. I mean, doing things and working with like organizations that I've always wanted to work with, like Big Brothers Big Sisters. Just it's really cool making the, like it makes your job something more than just talking on the air. Like you actually have the chance and a platform to make a difference and help people out, and it's really cool. And meeting your favorite people that you never in your life dreamed that you'd meet. that's pretty dope too.
Who's like that person that you met that you were like, oh my god, I
Usher.
Can't you met Usher?
Usher, yes. Listen, let me tell you about that Usher. So back in the day in MTV, they had the Fanatic show where you could write in and like, oh, I love so-and-so, and they got to meet their favorite. When I was 10 years old, I was writing into MTV's Fanatic to try to meet Usher, and like, I love Usher, and then they used to call me Mrs. Usher Raymond in high school and stuff, so I met him at Formula One, and I was like, oh my god, like freaking the hell out.
She couldn't even breathe.
She's crazy.
So while I do believe your story, I have an older sister who's 3 years older than me. She used to write to Usher every day and make me spell check all her letters. and to this day, she's still in love with it. When the little allegation came out, she's like, no, that's all lies. Y'all don't respect him. I'm his biggest fan.
That's me right now. That's me. I'm like, he doesn't have herpes. Get out of here.
How dare you slander the good name of Usher.
Yeah, do not. Usher Raymond? Come on. I love him. And that was my first time seeing him live, too, which was crazy. I never got to see him. Yeah, because he performed with The Roots, too. So it was...
Oh,
and
man.
He did Burn and You Got a Bad are two of my all-time favorite songs. And he did, like, You Got a Bad into Burn. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I was nothing. Like,
everybody move out the way.
I was like, move. I was, like, floating to the stage.
10-year-old Val. 10-year-old Val was on a cloud.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Usher album?
8701.
Oh!
Well, Confessions. I did have the Confessions and then the extended version of Confessions in the physical albums. I'll have to go with Confessions because I could not skip any song on that. 8701, there's like one that I'll be, but like the whole, even the extended Confessions album, I'll say Confessions.
I think I was like 15.
Don't care.
I was a junior in high school when it came out.
And I was like singing about love, like I knew all about it, man. Like I cheated on my woman.
Throwback was my jam.
You were junior when
junior in high school? Yeah.
I was a senior. Y'all kiss my ass. Am I the oldest one in here?
Absolutely.
Wait a minute.
Without a doubt.
We're all clumped in the same age group now that we're in our 30s. We're all clumped in the
facts.
We all basically went to high school together type of age.
We all love Usher in here. That's the important part, right? That's the biggest thing.
If anyone would hate on Usher, I would be like,
so
I'm leaving.
We're not going there right now. I was going to say something. So what if? Lifetime?
Well,
I'm actually curious about Val because I know since you work, you know, obviously with the Beat, that's one of the biggest radio, or, you know, one of the biggest radio stations out here. You guys do a lot of the mainstream music, a lot of the major artists.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on the Austin hip hop scene, as far as the kind of the indie scene and do yourself scene?
From what I've seen personally, I've seen a lot of like hate within the community towards each other, and everybody wants to be, yo, support my shit, but they're not supporting anybody else's stuff. And every day on Facebook, I'll be seeing fights within the hip-hop community. I'm like, how are you guys supposed to build this community when all y'all are trying to be... And then you walk into the club thinking you're already Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I don't feel like there's a lot of humble... I'm going to be real about this because it's like something... I want Austin hip-hop scene to be so great, but all I see is like this person's talking shit about this person. And I think there's a couple like real, real artists from Austin that... are low key and they're just killing it and they don't say shit and people try to throw their name in the mix and they're like leave me out of it. And shout out Kid Jones. I love Kid Jones. I think he's amazing. But that's all I see from the hip hop community. I will go to the shows and try to support, but nobody else is there supporting. It's like, y'all, this is one community. It's not like me against you, you against me. So I think that they need to get their shit together and really become a hip hop community instead of thinking they're already A-list, the best rapper in the world, and then they don't want to hear any constructive criticism. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you think you're the best, you can't grow as an artist. That's my thing.
That ego is an absolute killer. It actually brings to mind something that T-Double posted, which is kind of one of our ROGs out here in the hip-hop community. Obviously, he's been out here doing hip-hop for, I think, over 20, 30 years. I'm not even sure exactly how much it is, but a long time. Mm-hmm. He said that basically, you know, Austin hip-hop artists need to kind of reach outside of their lane and try and find a way to help the community in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, because it's you can't just be a rapper and expect to be contributing to the community. You have to find another way, find other lanes to be able to help out.
Yeah.
So I definitely agree with that very much so. And that's something
else. And that's what people on the outside see, too. And it's like, y'all want to be Houston and whatever so bad, but, like, you can't get it. Houston, they all support each other in Houston, and they don't support each other here.
Absolutely. So Houston. Houston rides for each other, man. Mm-hmm. Houston does ride for each other.
they hated
Travis for a while. All right, man, we're gonna jump into some more music right now. We got my man Trigger for the win. This joint right here is called Overdue on the Heat Check.
where you going, what you do. You might have some blessings coming soon. Hurt your feelings come out with the moon. I've been out here dealing with the crew, yeah. So they know we cannot afford to lose. We done spent a lot of time to prove. So we deserve a mansion with the view. And everyone we love is coming too, yeah. So don't doubt me. Cause I can use some love from those around me. And I don't need nobody trying to ground me. You know I come from where it's high, so I guess that's why it's always how I sound. It's so
Check Radio, Val Santos loves tequila. You heard it here first.
Arriba. Pour me a small drink. I should probably get me a better
one. Don't be scared.
I was shy at first. And I'm like, yeah, I might have another.
Look, you're on the Heat Check. You're at WBM Pro Radio. You're with friends. I can't even pronounce the name of our station anymore.
Too much tequila.
It's because I grabbed the silver tequila instead of the coconut. That was the problem. That right there was Trigger for the win with Overdue. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at TriggerFTW. That's 1G. We're going to jump into rating that joint right there. I liked it, my man. I liked it. I'm going to go with a 4 right there. I fucks with it. My man Trigger got a little something, bro. I appreciate you always submitting, man, and supporting. What we talking about right now? Brianna. Brianna.
You know, I got to give it. I want to say a 3, maybe a 4. It's a mix between a love song and a rap song. Like, you know, I'm in the club, I'm vibing, I see my crush across the room. Like, okay. Like, I see you. Like, I'm feeling so close to you.
Little shoulder roll?
Yeah, like.
Little shoulder roll? Okay.
It just starts playing in your head. You're like.
Middle school
like,
dances.
Like, that's how I flirt. Like, okay.
Yeah. This is how I flirt with my shoulders.
I'm a little awkward with it. Come incredible. On now.
I wouldn't know how to respond if a woman flirted with me like that. I'd be like,
are you okay? How are you?
Is everything okay?
Do you need to call me? I'll call you an Uber.
Like, I'm just going to look at you like this.
I'm going to need you to not come at me like that.
I think I've seen girls do that at the club, the guys.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Like, y'all know what I'm talking about.
We might have a dance battle. She's trying to challenge me. What you want to do? Okay, who you are?
DJ, yup, that's her. What you think?
That was cool. I like that. I'll give it a 4 as well.
Yeah.
I think that was a pretty cool song. We'll definitely listen to that in the car.
Yeah. And you say in the car?
In the car.
Okay.
She said in the car.
In the car. Car.
Where y'all getting these people from, man? Oh, that's great. What do we think about?
It was really vibey. I liked it. I'm a real vibey person when it comes to music, so I'll give it a 4. I liked it.
Nice. Feeling that Trigger for the win. Again, if you want to be featured like my man Trigger for the win or possibly come through for an interview like our girl Val Santos is here today, Let me just try and figure this talking thing out again. WBMProRadio.com for all your needs, man. Guys, I mean, we can't just gloss over this thing. R. Kelly.
Fuck him.
I love it. I love it.
Fuck Robert.
Dude, fuck Robert Kelly.
So you guys have been, I mean, obviously, if you're on Twitter, on social media, anything, you've seen, obviously, kind of with the Surviving R. Kelly documentary coming out.
I haven't seen the last two parts.
It's mentally draining.
Yeah.
Very.
You're like, goddamn, it gets worse?
Yeah, after I watched the first four, me and Fresh, like, I got to go pray. I just life's a lot
going. Yeah.
God.
No.
I haven't seen any of it. I mean, I just know, you know, because obviously R. Kelly's been in our lives for a long time, so we know about him, a lot of the allegations, a lot of stuff that's gone down with him. So you kind of knew, but I guess that the documentary is really shedding a lot of light and throwing a lot of the specifics out there and really showing what kind of person he is. I know Confucius... played a little bumping. He played about the first 5 seconds of Bump and Grind at the Breaks Live.
Turned that kid right off.
As you should. Yeah. Because his music is a product of who he is. In real life, he wrote songs based on his personal life. Yeah. So Bump and Grind, to me now, is like you're fucking 14-year-old girls to Bump and Grind. Like, that's what I think of his music now, because he wrote You Are Not Alone, Michael Jackson's one of my favorite songs. And it was about... the 14-year-old girl, he got pregnant and had a miscarriage. So it's like, so you can't listen to any R. Kelly music or not even the shit he wrote, except for.
Dang,
Maxwell,
he even ruined some Michael Jackson stuff too.
And Maxwell.
So much damage. Yeah.
And
so,
Maxwell.
That's nuts.
So okay, so funny, not funny story, but you know, I read. I read. It's the thanks deal. So he did an interview with like Forbes, like maybe 3 years ago, and a lot of the stuff that was in that documentary, he admitted to. And nobody read that Forbes interview. I sent it to Fresh, and Fresh read it, because one thing we took from it was he said he couldn't read. He said he did the Ignition remix before he did the actual Ignition song, which made no damn sense.
Right.
He said he still loved Aaliyah.
How sweet.
Exactly. He said he still loved Aaliyah, and he said he had no kids, but at the time he did have kids.
Two sons and a girl or something like that?
To who?
He's like two daughters and a son.
Yeah, like a son. Yeah.
Two that dude's got a bunch of kids running around out there. Mm-hmm. No doubt.
I read that. I was like, first of all, I never liked R. Kelly. And two, this is insane. Like, what do you mean he can't read? Like, why would you, if somebody asked you, like, could they ask him, like, what was your relationship like with Leah? We did love each other and
really?
We were close. I'm like, why would you admit that?
Yeah.
You knew her when she was like 14.
That's insane, man. Some people are just bold with it, I guess, man. Some people don't care. It's almost like they think they're above the law, which is crazy. But now you kind of see with a lot of the light being shed on it, he's also under some type of investigation at this point.
Marriage license in 97.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I feel like I was too young to even understand, like, what I heard, like, oh, he's married to Aaliyah, but I didn't put two and two together that she was young, and I just didn't really, and I'm from a small town, so I didn't know a majority of this shit until, like, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And so, I was like, I'm done, like, F him, and I know, like, Chris Brown's got songs with him, and I was just like, fuck any song that he's on, and if it came on, I listened to it, I felt nasty.
Yeah.
And, like, I felt wrong, and then now, after this, I went through my playlist, made sure there was no R. Kelly song, because I cannot promote that. Every song that you stream of his goes towards him, and it's just, it's horrible. We can't support that. And the industry covered it up the whole time for money.
I need to clear my Serato out, because I definitely still have some R. Kelly in my Serato.
There's a lot of shit.
It's funny how that works. So, Yep, That's Her was talking about earlier separating the art from the artist, which is obviously really hard to do.
Spotlight time.
I don't know. It was easy for me, because first of all, uh-oh, I don't watch stuff like that about artists like Bobby Brown, New Edition, all of that. I didn't watch any of those movies.
Those were good, though.
They're so good.
Did you ever watch the Temptations movie?
I consume myself with other people's lives like that. Like, I don't want to get all wrapped up and be upset about other people's lives.
But
I just want to listen to music.
But it affects everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's like a man with such power and such control over, like, the music industry to so much to where, like, young girls are being raped or abused or whatever, to where it, like, affects, because it could be any of our children or definitely any of us, you know. Yeah. So,
and it's also like a similar deeper situation with, like, Bill Cosby.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Same thing.
Yep. And you start to see who is, like, who really doesn't give a damn about women and survivors.
Now look, y'all, I'm a woman.
I don't mean that towards you.
I feel you. I have a little girl. I have a 7-year-old. Yeah. But at the end of the day, mean, my baby knows. Like, you don't sit in men's laps.
Yeah.
You don't go and be in men's faces. Yeah.
Some of these parents, like, handed their kid to R.
Kelly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's just like, at the end of the day, you got to teach your kids
you know what I'm saying, to do what they need to do. They're going to do what they're going to do regardless. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's the parents as well, man. We can't, I mean, R. Kelly's wrong for moving forward, but they need to get on these parents.
Yeah, because what people don't realize is half these parents were there when it was happening.
And they were like, had no idea. I want my kid to be famous, sure.
I have an idea. R. Kelly could not be a guy.
Hello, thank you. I was just saying, I was saying because that's one idea we could throw out there. That's also saying like every woman should know how to fight off a sexual predator. Every woman, it's like
men should stop being sometimes
trash. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, men are trash. I can attest to that. Sometimes we're absolutely trash. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, my thing is too. You know, whatever DJ, whatever name you're going by today, because you change the name on.
Don't do that. I'm Yep, That's Her officially on Instagram.
Yep, That's Her.
You got an Instagram? It's official now?
I'm very official. Dope. Play me. Y'all ain't trying to play me.
Oh, man. I didn't tell you who she was working with. I'll tell you after that.
Oh. I have a feeling I'm not going to like this.
But anyway, no. But I feel like, you know, because she asked, like, what if somebody requested Step in the Name of Love, right? And as DJs, I feel like, I mean, that's a reasonable request, but there's a whole lot of music out there.
Right.
There's a whole lot of music that can match Step in the Name of Love. We got Electric Slide. We got Cha Cha.
Cupid Shuffle.
Exactly. We got a lot of songs.
Wobble.
Wobble.
Facts. So, you know, it wasn't easy for me to cancel him because I didn't.
I feel like if I was at a club and somebody played R. Kelly, I would be like, bye.
No, that would definitely kill a vibe, like, in a club. Yeah. I don't think. Like, it was. You definitely, like, everybody kind of looked at each other when he played those first 5 seconds and then he stopped it and explained what he was doing.
He
was
like, everybody.
But
like,
his
I'm
birthday
glad we
was
could still be friends.
And he had a club appearance, and everybody in the club was jamming
because they're
a fool is born
in
every
Chicago.
Day. A fool is born every day.
Trash.
You know, I actually forgot about that
part. Listening to the music.
Yeah, and they're making excuses.
I saw R. Kelly sing at like a low budget strip club over here, like years ago. Fucking years
He's
ago.
He's always
I
giving
totally
me the goddamn creeps.
Yeah, he was just as greasy back then.
Greasy.
I guarantee you.
Oh, and his brother's greasy as hell.
Oh Lord. Let's get into some more music right now. Let's kill that. DJ Yup, That's Her has this next joint queued up. This is Freeze Frame with Who's the Man, artist straight out of Austin, Texas. Shout out to ATX Hip Hop. Stand up, man. We live. We out here. We strong. Let's get it, DJ Yup, That's Her.
Who's the man? Who's the man? I need to know.
Back into the left, just back into the left.
Going on speed, getting high, feeling low.
Back into the left, just back into the left.
Who's the man? Who's the man? I need to know.
Back into the left, just back into the left.
Mental missiles aim, trust me.
Welcome to the midnight hour, said the doctor. Patience, my patience, he'll be under my power. Soon enough, thought he sure is talking tough. I guess psychopaths have no need to bluff now. I seated myself back into the left, just back into the left to show I am adept. From his pocket, he pulled a talisman and waved it up and down like the baton of a policeman. Everybody else started to moan and groan like a dog to a bone. The brain is very prone to hypnosis, perception it closes. The doctor repeats, the whole world is hopeless. I creeped and crawled out the back door, belly to the floor. Time to even the score. Freeze frames, a little less than young, but my espionage mission's just begun.
Who's the man? Who's the man? I need to know. Mental missiles aim with my slick, slick flow. Who's the man? Who's the man? It's time to grow. Boyhood's big, getting high, feeling low. Who's the man? Who's the man? I need to know. Mental missiles aim with my slick, rick flow. Who's the man? Who's the man? I got to know. Tired of the whackness, we reap what we sow.
Society is my schemes comprehended, and frankly, Freeze Frame has been apprehended. Caught in a prison of dreams and no goals, talking to nitwits, moguls, and dead souls. Climbing up the wall, throw my voice in the fireplace. No culture to counter, no future to embrace. So when I speak this verse, it's a curse on the human race, out of space and everything above. Who's the man? Who's the man? I need to know. Well, Freeze Frame, rapper boy, let's go. Suddenly in my face was a mirror, and the motherfucking man couldn't be any clearer.
Listen to me.
Check Radio. Thank you so much for being tuned in. That right there was Freeze Frame with Who's the Man on the Heat Check. If you want to be featured like my man Freeze Frame, make sure to go ahead and submit at WBMProRadio.com because we fucks with the hip-hop out here, man. We love the indie. We love the underground. We all about it, man. Let's go ahead and jump into rating that joint. I will go first. Freeze Frame, it gets a 2 from me. Faded into the background a little bit for me, my man. But I fuck with ATX hip-hop in general, bro. So I fuck with anybody who's out here moving and doing their thing, bro. So make sure to keep submitting. It's a 2 for me. What we thinking, Confucius?
I wasn't ready. Yeah, I said 2. It just sounded like background music. It sounded like one of those tracks where you have a good album and it's like track like 7. You're like, oh, whatever. I'm playing this album right out.
Yeah.
Pretty decent song, though.
Okay. Brianna.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give it a 2. I felt like he was just in the background. And, you know, if he would have spoke up a little bit louder, we can actually hear his voice. Yeah. But it just sounded a little bit kind of chopped and screwed at the beginning. And that's all I really heard. And that was it.
Yeah.
KB, it sounded like he was a little drowned out, right? Right? Yeah. Okay. Technical thing from KB. Uh-huh. He doesn't have the mic right now, but I could tell by his face he was like, there's too much bass on that. Val, what we thinking?
Yeah, that's what we were saying. We're like, we could barely hear him over the music.
Yeah.
Right. You got a studio right
Come
here.
Record at Death Row.
don't take this as hate at all, because it's not like he sucked at rapping and the music sucked. That's not the case at all. It just kind of drowned out. We just need, if you're going to submit music, submit something a little more that we can get into that we don't feel like we... I like forget clear. That's playing.
Send us your best song. Send us your best.
And it doesn't even have to be a turn up song, just your best quality song that has you put your passion into, you know.
Exactly. Love it. All right. What we thinking, DJ? Yup, that's her.
I agree with Val. I forgot that we were listening to the song.
Oh,
we were talking
about. All right.
They just need to turn him up.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Just turn him up.
Turn him up.
So we can hear him.
Solid words of advice from DJ Up. That's her. Turn him up. Turn him up, man. Okay, so Val Santos.
Yes.
A little bit more.
Okay.
With one of the best personalities in the city. Right?
You're so nice.
Am I right? That's what I do. That's what I do. I am the good cop to everybody else's bad cop in this place.
Man, he likes everybody.
I love everybody.
What are you saying? Y'all hate me? I'm just kidding.
That sounded so bad.
Like, all about it.
So this is our first show of the new year. Along with that, I'm a very goal oriented person. So I'm very like, and that's something that I've gotten obviously from working with my brother KB. He's taught me and instilled a lot of that in me.
Yeah.
What are some goals that you set for this year?
To not get complacent in my career. I've noticed the past few months I kind of just been just doing what I need to do and then go home. And you know, it's hard being a single mom too. You kind of just like get it done and go home. And I've kind of just been feeling like I'm falling off my, not throne, that's still wrong. I'm kind of falling off my game a little bit.
Yeah.
Not doing bad, but just like, okay, if I want to move up in my career and get better, why am I just coasting? Like, step it up. So it's really just step up my, you know, me and my brand and build my brand in 2019 and just show everybody that you can't take my spot. And I'm going to be the midday mamacita on the beat.
Forever.
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 Hopefully.
So, and that's not the only radio station that you're on. You're on in another station as well.
Tulsa. Right? Yeah, at 92 on the beat in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
What's up with that? How do you even land that?
Man, I've been trying to, because iHeart does, you know, they have jocks being on in multiple markets, and I've been trying to be on another market for so long. And our program director for 96.7 Kiss FM came in. He came from Tulsa. And I was like, hey, if you know anybody who needs a female on air personality, you know, can you just put my name out there? And he's like, actually, the PD who's taking my job, hit him up. And I sent him my air check. And he, 20 minutes later, he listened to it. And he's like, yeah, you're the midday mamacita here. And so, yeah, I've been on a Tulsa since, I think, August.
That's so cool. That's
yeah,
very cool.
It's dope. And my program director there is amazing. So shout out Jad.
So, and that's like one of the main things when you get into radio already is you want to have, you know, kind of a wide reach, obviously. You want to be big in your city, but you want to have a wide reach.
Because it's hard to make
that,
good money unless you're like the Bobby Bones and like the Ryan Seacrest of the world and Angie Martinez. Yeah. It's really, you're either up here or you're like struggling. You need endorsements and shit to get by. So to take on another market, you're like, okay, I can make my income higher. It's not just about money, but it also, it's like I'm supposed to be living this life, but like my check isn't saying so, you know.
Yeah. God, but, I feel so triggered.
Right? It's like,
thank you, K-Check, for paying my gas money.
That's yeah. Incredible. So it's cool, but you, it's the iHeart way is to try to be on as many markets. I don't want to take on multiple markets. I just want more endorsements and stick with Tulsa and Austin. That way I can be, I don't want to be so oversaturated where I cannot give good quality, you know, so I'm good with Tulsa and Austin and that's a wrap.
Is there anybody that you looked up to as far as like personalities or anybody on radio?
See, when I, the small town I grew up in, we only had like one country station. So I would try to listen to like, we were close to Vegas, so I tried to listen to Vegas stations. I don't really remember a lot of the personalities, but once I started, I moved to Phoenix and stuff, and I started listening to Angie Martinez more, and there was the, it was, R-Dub was Sunday Night Soul Jams.
You do give me some Angie Martinez vibes a little bit, actually. I love
her. I want to be on her level.
I just heard the glass shatter right now. That was like, yeah.
There was also the Midnight Mamacita in Phoenix that I would listen to every night going home from my serving job, so I kind of like played off of her name. She quit radio, and she played Soul Jams all night, and then I started listening to Sunday Night Soul Jams, and R-Dub is like my radio king, and now he's actually one of my mentors, so it's really dope.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I'm trying to hear a little bit more about that. But before we do that, we're going to jump into some more of this music right now. We got my man Easy Boy up next.
Why are you looking at me? I don't
know. Nah, man. Easy Boy actually pulled up on us at the Breaks Live.
Easy Boy is
on
one of
Tuesday,
the most consistent
man.
Artists in Austin. A shout out to him, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we're going to play some Easy Boy right now. This joint right here is called Do Some on the Heat Check. Man. Let's run.
You know I don't like to do that.
I heard they was talking shit about me.
What?
Bitch, I'm the shit, that's why they talk about me.
True.
I would have me too if you was you and I was me.
True.
Bitch, stop hating on a player like me. You got a problem?
Do something.
You want smoke?
Do something.
You don't like me?
Do something.
Bitch, fight me?
Do something.
Quit all that talking?
Do something.
I hear you barking?
Do something.
Man, what's happening?
Do something.
Cut all that cap?
Do something.
I like a beat like a spaz on. I don't want her, she got ass on me. Walking heavy cause cash on me. Artillery in a bag, homie. What's that smell? That's gas on me. You don't want smoke, that's ashes on you. Shoot at you niggas like gun range. I am high like sunny day. They lift me up like a low jack. Turn no vision, cold code at. Looking for me, find where your hoe at. Crowd killer, come see where my show's at. I got bars, no seal. Get into the paper like milk. Fuck, don't kiss and tell. They hoping I fail. Thinking I'm gonna lose, keep wishing on the whip. Tool in the holster, diamond on ocean. Fly to the show, I'm coasting. And I'm all about my bread. You would never catch me low. I'm going up with stars in. I want the car with the stars in. Sure that you niggas fuck arty with you. I'm black hearted on bitches.
True.
Welcome to the streaming era. That right there was my boy, Easy Boy, with Do Something on the Heat Check. First time I heard that was at the Breaks Live on Tuesday. I liked it a lot, man. He sent in that music, which you should definitely do if you want to be, you know, played on WBM Pro Radio, obviously.
And get judged.
Yeah. If you want to be judged cold-heartedly, just send your music on over. Send your best shit. I mean, not for me. Good cop over here. I'm not gonna go first this time. I'll tell you what. DJ Yup, that's her. What'd you think of that?
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I actually want to see him perform that live. Like, ooh. I want to feel his energy, all of that. I saw the visuals, and I think the video is cool. That's trap enough for me.
That's trap enough for me.
Yeah. She's like, that is my lane.
Straight out of ATX. I like
that. She got a level trap. DJ Yup, that's her. Over there shucking and jiving. What we think about Santos?
I liked it a lot. It gave me like such a southern feel to it. I liked it a lot. It was so short. That's the only thing I'm mad about. I want to hear more of it. But it's the first song all night we said turn it up. And we all kind of shut the hell up and then want to listen to it. Yes. So to me, it's my favorite song of the night.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I want it to be longer, though. I liked it. I want more.
It had
that's a compliment.
Vibe. It had that vibe, man. It's the streaming era. They're like 2 minutes. That's all we need.
Maybe that's good, though, because if you start playing it too long, people are like, okay, what's the next? But
people,
it was good.
They just have that short attention span these days. That's what I always go back to. With people with the short songs, it's just people aren't paying attention for a long time these days, unless you're really bringing something new to the table.
Yeah, it was nice, though.
Confucius, what were we thinking, bro?
Sorry, I had to burp. I love that song. I love that song. Like I said, Easy Boy, man, he's putting in work. You know, he has the single, you know what time it is, that he's getting a lot of spins. A lot of the DJs are playing it, Yella, Grip, me. We play on the breaks. So, yeah, I have a lot of respect for what Easy Boy is doing. He popped up on us at the Breaks Live.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was there until I saw the pictures. Once again, I was extremely drunk. But yeah, but yeah, shout out to Easy Boy, man. Like, he's really doing. I'm rooting for him.
I'm gonna go with a 5, man. I think everybody's on the Easy Boy bandwagon.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 5.
Cut me off.
You didn't get, did I cut you off?
The fuck? No, wait a minute, man.
The words were your rating.
God damn it,
man. Okay, I'm sorry.
I get a 4.5. You know, I feel about my 5.
Everybody with the halves.
My 5. About my 5.
God.
Give me 1.5 here.
I go 5, man. I liked it a lot. I was a big fan of him, man. He seems like a pretty cool dude in person too, man. So I'm definitely excited to hear some more from our guy Easy Boy. Real quick, my man Confucius, you're up for a couple of awards, right?
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and let the people know how they can go ahead and vote for you and my man Fresh in the Austin Music Awards.
Go to AustinChronicle.com and Val already voted because I love Val. Val's amazing.
Austin, I mean, Val's the best. Let's
AustinChronicle.com and the music, Austin Music Awards link. And vote. I'm in the none of the above categories. The DJ Confucius Jones, and me and Fresh are nominated for best radio program for the breaks. Also, there's a whole lot of other Austin artists in there, like obviously, but like we support like Alicia Lonnie's in there for best female vocalist.
Lonnie.
Best male vocalist is Jake Lloyd.
Every time Lonnie's name gets mentioned, it's like 5 dudes, and you're like, I love her. love her.
She's so dope.
Just
she's
like her
best.
Husband loves her. But remind y'all that every time.
Right on cue.
Because I'm cool with myself. and Helly Ella's nominated for best radio personality. So, you know, vote for everybody. I want to see Austin hip hop and urban just bum rush the stage at the award show. You just vote for us, support us, all that good stuff.
That'd be very dope. Yeah, make sure to go ahead and vote for these guys, man. Putting on for Austin's radio.
Add me in for radio personality.
How is the Midday Mamacita not up for one? Is what I want to know.
I didn't tell everybody to vote for me.
No, it's a travesty. I'm boycotting the awards.
Us and Helly Yellow on there.
I'm out.
Us and Helly Yellow on social media. Like, vote for us. Kiss the baby. Yeah.
I did not do that. I was like, I'm guessing.
You got a politic.
You got a politic, man.
You have to politic. Absolutely. Absolutely, man. All right, let's jump into some more music real quick. This next joint right here is from AC Aftermath. The ladies up in the building tonight. Fall for You on the Heat Check. Let's get it.
Chemo on the beat, baby.
Call me up when you're sober. When you shine changed. You give it up like it's over. But never give it away. And I don't wanna fall for you. This time I can't find the truth in all the lies. If I could, I would, believe me. If I could, I wouldn't need you. I don't want to fall for you. This time
fall for you and I call for you. Believe in me like I believe in you. Sick for you like I got the flu. I'm there when skies are gray, I'm there when skies are blue. You know there's nothing that I wouldn't do. You lie through your teeth, I know it's true. Can't get past it, can't get through. Understand me now, I'm throwing a deuce. Once upon a time I believed in love, and I believed in trust, and I believed in us. But something destroyed me and that was just. I beat you to it, beat the punch. Fell for her, fell for lust. I'm evil-sided, you're in disgust. It was me all along, past ties my tongue. What can I say? I hunt my prey. Never find my way, heartstrings heavy, can't be played. Always drawn like this Broadway. Dance through the pain, drink the rage. Left you crying, then I left the stage. Lying inside of me can't be tamed. No one can hold me down, wreck free of the chains. No commitment, I should be ashamed. That shiny gold that spins, it has a silver lining. A grip hypnotized my eyes. Can't look away, but I watch you leave. Come back, please, I'm on my knees. It's just relations and it's just sex. Nothing more and it's nothing less. When you saw her wearing less, your heart sunk down below your chest.
Fall for you this time. I can't find the truth.
I
give up for you. Not this time, can't make up your mind. After all this time I've bled for you, stay on my grind. Indecisive girl, you walk the line. Love is pure, but you are blind. Oh my God, Jesus Christ, seek and you shall find. Try my best to walk away, but you pull me close and I always stay. I can hear my heart breaking. Know I'm cursed, but I'm not forsaken. I'm on fire, that's a lot to take in. My past runs red, that's no relation. I morph myself into what you want. This will go down in flames and my memory will haunt every inch of your mind. Your third eye is blind. It's the bottom of the inning. Batter up in a murderer's row. Light me up and watch me glow. Maybe it's karma, BK knows. The ghost behind my eyes leaks her words slow. But you still gotta go. Drip my love and seal my heart. Gas me up and watch me start. On the shelf like I'm Walmart. Figure me out, abstract art. Can't fall for you again, so I'm backing up and I'm going in. On the other's way, then turn to sin.
This time I can't find the truth in all the lies. If I could, I would, believe me. If I could, I wouldn't need you. I don't wanna fall for you this time.
Heat Check Radio. Yes, sir. Independent music. Independent radio. That's what we do over here. We put on for the people. That was AC Aftermath with Fall For You on the Heat Check. If you want to be featured and rated just like AC Aftermath, WBMProRadio.com. Hit the submit button. Y'all know what it is. KB, do you have a key or no?
I do.
KB's keys, my literally my favorite segment
this
of all time.
This shit is fucking loud. Okay. Hey.
So, of course, my man KB, my partner, the owner and proprietor here at Black Marigold Pro Studios, 15 years in the game, has worked with Shy Glizzy and numerous other famous people.
A lot of people.
Yeah, man, he's got keys to life. I've learned a lot from my man, so he's going to go ahead and break us off with another KB key right now. What you got, bro?
Yo, so my KB keys today, which I just came up with 2 seconds ago,
yes.
Is, if you're an artist or a business or some kind of entrepreneur and you're dating, date someone that can benefit you. Fuck with somebody that's going to be the offset. Like, for example, I'm dating right now and I have somebody who is in communication. As you know, I'm not really into communication. Mm-hmm. I design my website, but the paragraphs and shit, I got to outsource because I got to have that shit looking and sounding good because I'm trying to create some good shit.
Oh, I can tell when you type some shit up.
Yeah. Manny be like, man, look, this OCD.
Like, yo, you got to delete this flyer, bro.
Yeah, bro. But there's like an extension on Google where it's like Grammarly, so that shit spell check and add commas and all kinds of necessary shit.
Technology,
but,
bro.
But definitely find somebody that can definitely be an asset to your movement, and then also you be an asset to their movement too. An entrepreneur and a regular person is probably not going to be a good movement. In my own personal experience.
Yeah, I feel like they probably won't really get a lot of the stuff.
Because they won't understand. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, current situation, I'm always in this room here, and I have a roommate that's in that room over there, and it's like it's never a combination kind of thing. So. Not going to go into my shit, but definitely fuck with people who are going to be an asset to your movement and not people that are just there for convenience, because that shit's going to fade away.
And ones that you can, like, contribute to their, like, life.
Yeah,
and
you
out,
got
and,
to. Yeah.
But they don't fill your cup, but you fill theirs all the way up, and you're like, cool, I'm empty.
So, absolutely. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur, make money out the streets, still got a 9-to-5, and I do Uber on the side in case I feel bored. You know what I'm saying?
Do hair, so, babysit.
Yeah, babysit, you know what I'm saying? Got 2 pit bull puppies, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so it's like you got to have, you know, you got to be with somebody that understands that mentality, because it's a mentality, you know what I'm saying? And it's how you grew up. Like my dad, he's a heating and air conditioning, HVAC or whatever, and he's out in the streets like getting it, you know what I'm saying? Like 9-to-5 is not his thing, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, but then a person like that can't be with somebody who just have salary and can bullshit because they make a certain amount of money every single week and they balance the checkbooks and they know that they're going to have X amount of dollars left over and they got to budget that shit. It's like, look, if I need some money, I'm going to call niggas and be like, hey, I got a deal on the studio. Come through. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm going to go do some Uber, make some money, and done deal, and I'm straight. So
like
My dad has always told me since I was a child, it's not, sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know.
It's who you know, yeah. And that's biggest thing. Resources is definitely a big thing.
Don't burn your bridges, too, because...
Never burn. Ooh, that's going to be next week's KB Keys.
It circles back around so bad, and you're like, oh, fuck, I should not have, like, stepped on them when I was trying to get to the top.
Yeah.
Do not burn bridges, man. That's, I think
I got a
that's,
story
well,
that.
That's important, but honestly, man, I think I almost burnt a bridge before I even had it. Me, Confucius, and Fresh had beef.
I heard y'all was beefing or
way
some shit like
back
that.
When.
I think everybody was beefing with Confucius. I was beefing with him, too, like, internally. I was beefing with him internally, but it was
through me, dog. I think,
it wasn't even through you. It wasn't even through you. But it wasn't even it wasn't even a personal thing. It was a personal thing, but it wasn't business thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of times misunderstandings happen, man, and it sucks because I think. I'm happy.
SpongeBob meme.
Confucius got them Twitter fingers, so it's like. Well, but look, he's a part of the team, so if anybody beefing with him, it's like, are y'all really beefing with him for real?
And I probably told this story at least a million times, man. But when I met him, bro, like he came up to me in person when we were beefing. He came up to me and he talked to me. You know, he approached me as a man about the situation. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't on any kind of like real like bullshit perspective stuff. He came to me as a real person. We talked about it, and from there, man, like it's crazy to see the stuff that we've built and the stuff that we're doing together.
Right? Yeah,
and that's how you gotta do it, though.
Yeah. And it's not even personal, too. It's like really just putting your personality, your personal shit to the side and just be like, okay, well, you know.
Val talked about the ego earlier, man. It's important to push that ego to the side because a lot of time that's going to be what's going to hold you back.
That's 100%. These niggas out here struggling because of their ego.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, especially if you're a business, too, man. You got to be a brand. Yeah. Like, personally, if somebody say some crazy shit to me, I'll probably slap the shit out of them.
Yeah. And also.
But being so I'm a business, I can't slap the shit out of them.
I don't want to say names, but there's a certain person that back in the day would tweet so much shit and so much hate. And I was like, if you ever want to work in this building, you need to delete all that shit and not block that like future
possibility
to be, you know.
Don't
and
block
your
blessings.
Yeah. And so people need to stop popping off on Twitter and saying bullshit on Twitter. Because like, but even artists too, like even... they'll be tweeting us bullshit. I don't know if y'all get some bullshit, but it's like y'all sit there and you like hate that, like that looks bad for labels and label reps and stations, because then we could be like, yeah, I remember when this fool was like trying to get on and they were talking shit to us like we're not gonna play his record.
Yeah, they're problematic. Why would we ever want to work with somebody?
Shout out to
careful.
Delete all your old tweets when you get on. By the way, just delete
40,000 tweets ago. Y'all talking about
have somebody search
shit?
All the tweets.
Yeah,
that's a lot to go through.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I mean,
they found Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that was 40,000 tweets ago. He said,
it doesn't matter. They will find it.
I feel like too Austin Small, and we need each other more than we don't.
Yeah,
and if I have an issue with somebody and I've never talked to him, I'll talk to you first. Just kind of feel the temperature, like. Okay, if me and you were talking, you'd be like, fuck that, we could do this. I'm like, okay, well, I guess we really is beef. But we had a conversation. And most people are like that. They just want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's so much money to be made out here.
It's a lot of money to be made out here.
I don't have time. I got kids.
There's no time for beef, bro. That beef shit is unproductive, bro. Yeah. Leave that shit in the past.
There are some people who can kiss my ass.
That's true. But you don't have to put it on Twitter. You don't have to put it on Twitter. Kiss my ass, but like, I'm not going to tweet you.
Those people don't get tweets. Those people get talk face.
You don't
face
get the time of
day. Ain't that right, Manny?
You know very well, sir. Oh, man.
Me and Manny pull up game strong as a motherfucker, though.
I've seen Manny on Twitter. I said, oh, shit, Manny with it.
Manny ain't playing no fucking games.
I was on my phone and throw. Like,
that nigga Manny said, you might want to look at Twitter. He told me the aftermath of the shit. Okay, you know where he live at? You on your way over here? Let's roll right now. Come on, let's go.
I'm glad to have friends like y'all, man.
Yeah, that's how I got to be, dog. Like, for real.
Ryan laughing.
Like, for real. Like, on some real shit. We don't play that shit.
It happens to everybody every once in a while.
Sometimes you got to put the brand to the side a little bit.
That's what it is,
and protect the shield. Manny told me that shit, man. Protect the shield. I'm like, man, fuck that shield. I don't care about that shit. This nigga talking
man,
shit.
Man, fuck that shield.
Man, fuck that shield, nigga. I don't need that shit.
We're all the way off the rails
right now. Yeah, sorry, y'all.
We're all the way off the rails right now. Oh, man. Let's wrap this whole thing up with a big, nice bow. Thank y'all so much for everybody who tuned in tonight. We appreciate everybody who always fucks with us here on the Heat Check. Thank you so much to everybody who came through tonight, my man. Of course, Confucius Jones, as
got
always.
Got your tequila.
Thank you to our girl Brianna. You might be seeing a little bit more of her coming in the near future.
Thank you for having me.
If we're lucky. Thank you for coming through. I appreciate it. Val Santos.
Thank
you so much. I appreciate it. This is honestly, it's been an honor like to have you in the building, to talk to you.
Y'all make me sound like I'm cool or something.
You're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You're
thank
great. You are the midday mamacita. I can't tell you how many times I've been in my car and I've kind of heard you on the radio. Like it's nice to have you in the building and to have it match up to the person that I thought you were on the radio to.
Oh, nice, thank you. Well, anytime y'all need me, just... You know my Twitter.
Don't say that. I say the same thing. I'm here every week.
I'll see you next Thursday.
I don't think you know what you're getting yourself into right now.
So
we have had to cancel shows because KB had to get his hair done, bro. There's nothing off limits here. Oh, man. Again, thank you so much. Val, anything you want to push? Anything you want to let these people know before we get up out of here?
No, I'll see you next Thursday.
I love it.
No, thanks for listening, and I appreciate y'all for having me here, for real.
I love it. Thank you so much. KB, you got something to get off your chest real quick?
Yeah, man, we got the South by Southwest Unofficial 2019 Radio Showcase. Ooh. That's March 15th
yes, sir.
And March 16th.
2 days.
And we also got the fashion show that's going to be on the inside, hosted by Being Exposed Models. That shit's going to be live as hell. We still got like a couple more slots available. So if anybody listening, y'all want to perform, go to www.blackmarigold.com/South by Southwest sign up.
We'll tweet that.
Yeah, we'll tweet that shit.
We will tweet that too. If you follow us on Twitter or Facebook, we'll definitely be posting more just, about that. About that registration, our information, of course. If you're not already following us on social media, go do that, man.
Yeah, do all that shit. WBM Pro, radio, everything.
Yeah, we're going to keep you in the know on everything that's going on in the city. Anything for independent artists, we love putting on for our own because that's what we are. That's who we care
about.
That's
what we
do. That's right, man. Thank you so much also to our DJ. DJ, yep, that's her. You got anything else to say?
Yes, thank y'all for having me. So happy to be here. Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy to be
here.
I can't wait for your wedding.
Thank y'all so much, man.
Thank you.
This last joint, we're going out with a we're going out with a submission all the way from South Africa. Shout out to a Heat Check vet, my man Lunga Righteous. This joint right here is called Style Some Golo on the Heat Check. We out. See you next week. Bye, bitch.
Cheers. Pay my dues and we hustling with the crew, yeah. Tryna get money, hustling like we Jews, yeah. If you wanna hit, finna come through, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Struggle all my life, so don't waste the time, yeah. Making hits and we always on the grind. This light is always gonna shine, yeah. Come all if they only wanna hate, yeah. Pay my dues and we hustling with the crew, yeah. Tryna get money, hustling like we Jews, yeah. If you wanna hit, finna come through, yeah. Back up, bro. Bless up. Pushy kasi, ngrapum lazi, mlazi. Yeah. Touchline by Azzy, good to ride, right? Stay low, get money, so we get by. Tryna get my buckets fat like a stir fry. Instagram thirst got my teeth looking dry. Cause if this is real life, don't look fly. I'm about the music and my son for real, man. Never needed anybody but my son, man. Real to the core, real music outlaw. Get razzy, gas and final, yas, good to young toy. We as we are taught. Cheers. Struggle on my life, told don't waste the time. Yeah. Making hits and we always on the grind. Yeah. This light is always gonna shine. Yeah. Come all if they only wanna hate you. Yeah. Pay my dues and we hustling with the crew. Yeah. Tryna get money, hustling like we choose. Yeah. If you wanna hit, finna come through. Yeah.
shine like a gypsy. Book of magic tipsy. Spitting real words and I'm sounding like a Uzi. Angazi ganjan. Maybe pon the goose bangan. Ha. Yeah. Angazi ganjan. Maybe pon the goose bangan. Yeah. Angazi ganjan. Maybe pon the goose bangan. Smell the flowers, smell life, smell the journey. Don't talk to me if you owe me. Never see me, my claim they know me. Throw it to bar and find out if you test me. Blah, blah, if you test me. Throw it to bar and find out if you test me. Blah, blah, if you test me. Throw it to bar and find out if you test me. Struggle all my life, talk, don't miss the timing. Making hits and we always on the grind. This light is always gonna shine. Them all if they only wanna hate, yeah. Pay my dues and we hustling with the crew, yeah. Tryna get money, hustling like we choose, yeah. If you wanna hate, find a